Huh?
Yeah, I can't. He's too exciting. We ready? All right, what do we got?
Colin Loeffler, can a long snapper be a leader?
He can definitely be a leader among the specialists, obviously. I think Colin has earned the right, being his 10th year in the league this year, that he's earned the right to be a leader on this team. And I think his personality is such that people look up to him a little bit. Some of the younger guys do. He's only going to really give advice when asked. He's not one of those pushy type of guys. He leads by example. He's got a great work ethic. He's got a great attitude. I make it a point to ask him questions in meetings so guys can hear him speak, the guys that don't really know him very well. But I think he's a very likable guy. I think players respond to him, and I believe he can be a leader.
Especially important this year given the lack of experience you have with the other two specialists?
Oh, most definitely. In fact, when we drafted Jeff, I made a point to call him right away. And I called Blair, but I called Colin first. I said, okay, here's where we're at. This is what my plan is, our plan is as an organization, and how Colin fits into that, and being a leader is a definite part of that.
Does he take over that group at all during practice?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, he, each guy is a little separate in terms of the techniques, obviously, and fundamentals that they have to work on, but I think Colin, he leads the way by his work ethic and example, and, never complains, just comes out to work every day, comes out to practice every day, and gets his job done.
How many bad snaps have you seen him make?
What, in
your couple years here?
I wouldn't say any were really bad. He's had a couple of what I call less than perfect snaps. I hate to say bad. Bad snaps are over your head or you have no chance. He's had a few less than perfect snaps, but for the most part, he's been, spot on.
Probably a better part of the offense not being able to move the ball was him getting some work. What did you see out of him in his first NFL debut?
Well, we moved the ball early. That's why we didn't get a lot of opportunities early. But we had the 2+50 punts. The one that was fair caught at the 10 and one at the 7 were outstanding punts. His first field punt was a 48-yarder with a 4.6 hang time, which was a good punt. His last two punts were not very good.
The two field goals, were there any issues with him?
No, the holds were good. Snap hold, the whole operation was good.
My general impressions from week one with not a lot of – were there a lot of regulars that will play week two on special teams, or how does week one going to week two?
There's probably a handful of guys that we didn't play on special teams, like a Jamarcus Sanford, Harrison Smith type deal, Josh Robinson. But that'll all play this week. So we're kind of gearing up to that. But we had – I think I counted on the core phases, the four core phases, we played 41 different people on Friday night, which is exactly what we want to do, see as many guys as we can, evaluate as many guys as we can, and basically give the young guys an opportunity to make our football club.
Coach, can you talk about Blair a little bit coming into the second year? How does he avoid the so-called jinx or whatever? How do you keep his mindset?
Yeah, well, the first thing is we don't really, I've never believed in a jinx, or I've never been very superstitious, especially in baseball. If you would have seen me play baseball, you'd understand why I wasn't superstitious, because it didn't matter what I did. I was terrible, but overall, I think Blair has approached his season with more confidence, with a different focus than he had a year ago, understanding that, he had a great year, but he still has a lot to prove. And as everybody in this room knows, you're only as good as your last kick. So he takes it very seriously, his work ethic, the work he has with Cullen and Jeff are very, very important to him. And obviously his kickoffs are where we are. I think he's already season ready kickoff wise, and I knew he was stronger. I mean, he bombed the ball the other night. We're going to continue working on the field goal operation, and hopefully we're more and more comfortable as the season wears on.
Coach Zach Lyon has been a guy trying to make the roster, and he's stated that he's really focusing on the special teams. What units is he playing in, and how is he doing overall?
I believe he played in all four core phases the other day, and he did a good job. I mean, there's a lot of young guys that know that special teams is their ticket to make this football team, and Zach, among others, has taken the bull by the horn, so to speak, and has done a nice job in practice and in that first game.
Have there been any other standout players on Friday or in practice?
Yeah, if I sat up here to tell, I'd probably forget a guy, and I don't want to do that right now, to be honest with you. I hope you're okay with that. I just don't want to mention too many names right now. Unless you ask me about somebody specifically, because, we've still got three more weeks to go. I don't want to have anybody read what we write or you guys write and say, maybe I'm not getting that shot I deserve. But we're trying to give as many guys a shot as possible. I love our work ethic. Our roster has got a bunch of high-character guys that football is important to, and I'm excited about where we're at.
Mike, I apologize if you've answered before, but Steve Burton, what have been your impressions on him?
I think Steven's had a solid camp. You know, he's really improved. His confidence is sky high compared to what it was the first 2 years, especially the first year he was here when he couldn't catch punts. And now he's catching punts. He's catching kickoffs clean. He almost broke that one the other night. Did a great job of bouncing it outside when they cut off the inside. I think he's just more confident. And I think a guy like Steven being more confident means he's going to play more up to his ability.
Because one of those big things is that ball security for you. I mean, do you feel comfortable with Steven back there?
You know, I think, like I've said a couple weeks ago, with Steven and a lot of the other young returners, it's going to be an issue of evaluating them on the preseason games. The other night, he passed the first test, and hopefully Friday night against Buffalo, he'll do the same thing.
Looked like maybe once he got free, he got a little excited and got going a little bit maybe too fast.
You may not have been as excited as I was. I was pretty excited, too, to be honest with you.
Looked like he had a chance to break that. Was that very close to...
Yeah, it was real close. You see it on tape, the kicker really doesn't touch him. He kind of makes a move and trips, and the backside one's coming. We can't really get to him. The front side one, Jerome Felton had done a great job of. He was trailing him. Tariq Floyd was kind of leading the way. It was very, very close to a touchdown.
Mike, where do you see Joe getting in special teams wise right now?
You know, Joe's been working extremely hard, and it's all brand new to him. Obviously, he hasn't done this before, especially at the NFL level. And, you know, he's doing a great job in terms of learning. You know, he sits up in the front meeting. He asks good questions. He's paying attention. He does all our drill work well. He got a few reps the other night. You know, I think we're going to keep working him at one of the spots on kickoff coverage, the safety, as a gunner, as an inside man and a vice to hold up. And on kickoff return, he's a pretty decent frontline blocker, too. I mean, he's got a ways to go with his technique, but, you know, the work ethic and attitude and effort are there.
Thank you.
So, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.